Now, this week, I had a chance to chat with one of the game's top writers in MLB.com's Richard Justice, who is based in Houston. We discussed his column on the game's top stories this year, which included the Rays' Kevin Kiermaier and the surprising Astros.
It's stunning. It's stunning, Neil. I mean, they average 104 losses. They tore the franchise down and started over. And there's a couple of things about that. One, they had the discipline to stay with the plan. I remember telling Jim Leland, they're going to do this and this and this. And he goes, believe me, when they start losing, they'll sign a bunch of old guys. But they rebuilt it in a hurry. And there's two things. Young guys have stepped up that they – you know, that the pride of their farm system. George Springer is a dazzling player. He'll be back in a week or two. And Carlos Correa, the 20-year-old shortstop, is a cornerstone player. He's a guy you can build a franchise around. Then the general manager, Jeff Luhnow, who ran all those great drafts for the Cardinals, had an offseason where he tried to put them in a position to contend. He signed Gregerson and Neshek for the bullpen, transformed one of the worst bullpens in baseball to one of the best. They get Gattis. They get Rasmus. Everything is sort of worked out. And you know what's strange about it is, like, if you told them on opening day, we'll be 500, in their heart of hearts, they would have thought that was just fine. But then you're 500, and then you start well, and you look up after a month, and you're in first place, and the bar changes 100%. They suddenly became frantic. They gave up prospects to get Carlos Gomez. They gave up prospects to go out and get Scott Kazmir, right, thanks. And the reason was, this is a window of opportunity. We don't know what Seattle's going to look like next year, or what Oakland's going to look like next year. If you feel you've got a chance, you go for it.
How do you size up the division right now? Because, look, the Angels won 96 games last year, and they've gotten really good performances out of Pujols and Trout. The Rangers, we just saw them, and they look spectacular offensively. How do you look at this three-team race?
Well, this week, I would say Texas is the best team. But, you know, there was stretches earlier this season where I thought Texas was the best team. Then you think the Angels are the best. Then you think, okay, the Astros are going to be able to do this thing. Hey, there's even been stretches where Oakland played really well. I mean, Oakland's record and its number and the numbers don't really add up. So today I would say Texas is probably a little bit better, but the three teams are going to play each other a lot down the stretch. Texas just needs to get a little bit of starting pitching, and with Holland back, they've got a chance to have that. Extraordinary when you consider what they've lost, to lose Darvish, to lose Holland for most of the year, very little out of Harrison. But it's fun. But I think that's a larger look at the landscape of baseball, where, you know, on opening day, 25 teams think legitimately we got a shot.
And probably many didn't think Houston was among them, and here they are. And you mentioned George Springer coming back in a week or two. How much does he change this team and just take some pressure off some guys, move some guys down in the order down the stretch?
A few years ago when Scott Rolen was hurt, the Reds asked him to travel with the club. They wanted him around from a physical presence, a noise presence, a leadership presence. It's hard to lead when you're not playing. And the Astros asked George Springer, please travel with us. He's the loudest player. He's a smart aleck. He gets on the coaches. He gets on the manager. And in a six-month season, a nine-month season when things drag, to have a kid who's got unstoppable energy and enthusiasm, that plays big. So he is, and when he was at his best, I'm telling you, back from the Gulf Coast League, Bobby Cox was one of the first guys. He said, the guy stole my heart with the way he plays. Springer and Carlos Correa are two guys you can build a franchise, a lineup around for a long time. He's that dynamic a player.
And as much as we've enjoyed watching Correa from afar and also up close in this series this past week, I think that's what also stands out, the fact that he's a clubhouse leader at 20.
Yeah, and you heard that through the minor leagues. And, you know, it comes back to, like, he was 18. He's the guy that everybody looks to. How can that be? He's just a kid. But, you know, leadership is basically – I'm not sure Jeter said that much, but he was the leader because of his presence and his poise and the way he played. And that, to, you know, more than anything else, I covered Cal Ripken for 10 years, and it was not what he said. It was how he did it. Eddie Murray the same way. And that's what you see with this guy.
I don't know if Kevin Kiermaier is that guy in the Rays clubhouse, but he does provide a certain type of energy, and he was also one of the 10 interesting stories in the game to this point in the year that you highlighted this past week. What have you most enjoyed watching him from a distance?
I told Rick Vaughn, the Rays PR guy, I said he's the most fun player to watch in baseball. Like, every night you could look at a highlight play, and, you know, you get spoiled when you – The Rays thing, the Ray way is we don't give up runs. We go catch everything. We don't make mistakes. And this kid, like, it gets to the point, like, if you watch him play a couple of games, you suddenly think there's not going to be a ball hit the dirt out there. And he is, you know, I hope people understand, like, whatever he hits, I mean, that he's going to save a lot of games. You know, it means you're going to win 3-2 instead of 7-5. But that's okay, too. A win's a win.
I don't think that people also realize how he can impact the game from that standpoint, from positioning. And what I mean by that, it's almost like a defensive back who takes away the best wide receiver, and now you can double elsewhere. Because of his range in center field, you can move your center fielder, your right fielder, your left fielder closer to line because he can cover more ground, and now having Desmond Jennings back gives you that much more range in the outfield.
That's exactly right. He gives you so many options, and it spoils you so fast because you're not used to – you want everything to be caught. I saw it here when Brad Ausmus was the catcher, that the pitchers were different when somebody else was on the mound. Brad Lidge had this great 88-mile-an-hour slider, and he felt he could get full extension on it, just let it go, because he knew he had basically Ozzie Smith behind home plate that was going to catch everything, and it wasn't the same. And that's what one great player doing one great thing can, how he impacts the game. And that's the magic of the Rays, is that they looked at the game and said, okay, where can we have our advantage? The NBA team in Houston, the Houston Rockets, exactly the same thing. What's the value in the NBA? The thing that's valued that you can get as a bargain, defense. And so you try to win on defense because you can afford that in a salary cap sport.
Hmm. Again, Richard Justice with us from MLB Network and MLB.com. And as you take a look at the big picture right now, American League, Kansas City obviously has run away with the Central. The East is up for grabs. The West is up for grabs. The two wild cards are up for grabs. What are the stories you're most closely looking at down the stretch that you think will determine who's the team to beat in this league?
Well, first, I think somebody will emerge. There's going to be a winner in the American League West. But right now, of the three teams, Angels, Astros, Rangers, I have no idea. And in the East, I just think it's fascinating that you have these two, a heavyweight fight at the top in the Blue Jays and the Yankees, and yet the Orioles, sneaky as always, hanging around, the Rays hanging around, and somebody, you know, is going to win 9 out of 10. Somebody's going to take control. But what we've seen in baseball the last few years is that if you're hot in the last 2 weeks of September, the San Francisco Giants, for instance, you've got a chance.
And the Royals, the two wild card teams were in the World Series last year, should make for a great race. Richard, thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you, Neil.